welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and it's just me at the moment. This is, as you can see from the description, another bloopers slash extra slash whatever. Got a few more of these, a handful more, actually, and then we'll get back to actual story covering, as you may say. But I'm just rambling and apologize for that. So let's go ahead and get into my recommendation for this this podcast or this episode. And I'm going to recommend you guys go check out the Bat Friends podcast. It is hosted by Chris and Joe. Chris is a good friend of the show. He's also runs the Fortress of Comic News podcast and Fortress of Comic News Network, I guess you want to call it. But on the Bat Friends podcast, it's about 30-ish minutes, give or take. Him and Joe watch an episode of Batman the Animated Series, and they are commenting on it the entire time. It is hilarious. And they've put out some t-shirts from the show, corresponding with the show, that I've picked up because they are amazing. It's great. The show's wonderful. I enjoy listening to it. Always gets a laugh out of me. So yeah, go check out the Bat Friends podcast. You guys will not be disappointed at all. So let's go ahead and get into the episode proper. This one, we're getting bloopers from, or extra stuff, from our coverage of the Grimm Fairy Tales and X-Men episodes. So, you know, our early 30, 40-ish numbering episodes. I can't remember exactly which. Enjoy this episode. Obviously these are, you know, Grimm Fairy Tales. They are adapted from the Grimm Fairy Tales stories that we all grew up with. Also, you know, the Disney movies.
With a chaser
movies.
Of morals?
Huh?
I said with a chaser of morals.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I know we'll probably do some comparing to the Disney movies. We've all seen them. Most of them.
Oh, yeah.
Or all of them.
Still haven't watched Moana.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'll eventually get around to it.
It's on Netflix. It's a good movie.
But see, you understand.
So is Coco.
Like,
that's a good movie.
I haven't even made it through Rogue One yet all the way. It's hard.
What? What do you mean it's hard?
Dude, I've made through, I think, past the original six. Not the original six, but the first six episodes. So.
I finally
watched, friends with you too.
I finally to watched The Last Jedi, and I'm utterly disappointed. Like.
Okay. I'm gonna hold you. Okay.
Are you gonna poop yourself?
Or? No, I'm gonna hold back my attack on you.
You liked it?
It's not this podcast.
I'm more scared of Rick Moranis' big helmet than I am. I saw that joke.
So anyways, Red Riding Hood.
Okay, let's get back to the... Wow, we're not even 2 minutes in, we're already... Okay.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
That's nerds for you.
So we start out. Would you? These guys are
trash.
17. Okay, so high schoolers again. Back to the high school section. And this lady, this girl, looks like a lady of the night.
Dude, did you really just call her a lady of the night?
I did.
Dude, she's dressed up like a hooker.
Fishnets, a really cute, look, short, scarlet dress.
It's not the fact that she's wearing the fishnets or anything. It's the fact that she's, you know, trying to sneak out of her house wearing very skimpy clothes.
Mm-hmm. You know she's out down to clown.
She's probably just trying to have a good time, but...
This is my casual wear.
But her...
He said he was just trying to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had a very good time.
All right. But the dad... And the mom see her trying to sneak out.
Pathetic at sneaking.
Yeah, lights are like, on.
Dude, she rolled a one.
Kronk. She's Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
So glad I was unconscious for this whole thing. Anyways.
But they stop her from walking out. And I know you said they're trash. I was going to say typical trailer park.
White people.
The
dad's wearing a white muscle shirt.
I don't even want to say that, though. So we'll go backtrack on that.
Well, here, look. Yeah. Their house is a little janky. Mm-hmm. And it's a little dirty. The stepmom or mom?
Stepmom.
No, no stepmom. No. I'm pretty sure it's a stepmom.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh,
stepmom is
$10.
Oh, your mother.
Stepmom is the other one.
No, I'm pretty sure that when they're talking about it, she says something about her stepmom. Or wait, fuck, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Stepmom was the actual Hansel and Gretel story.
Okay.
FBI wannabe parents.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she's literally walking around her house in negligee.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
But again,
like,
the daughter. Why do you think the daughter's dressed up like
that's what
lady
I was saying,
of night?
So. Like, yeah. Would you stop calling him a lady of the night?
Yeah, it's like
the one. What are you, Ron Weasley?
What I do like is the Hank, Hansel, Gina, Gretel.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. Like earlier on.
Cindy, Cinderella.
There's a lot of similarities. Yeah. Like it's parallels. There's a lot
of
parallels.
Of allegory.
Dude, did you look up the word to make sure you're using it properly?
I'm pretty sure I'm completely wrong, but I'm still
okay. Well, let's not worry about them.
It's canon now.
No, I can easily really
at the push of a button. It's
I can easily
canon.
Take all that out.
Oh gosh, not even God himself.
I'm God.
Oh no!
Don't you see my chair?
God.
So yeah, Joe's sitting in a fancy, soft, high-backed chair.
And you guys got.
We have $10 folding chairs.
Yeah.
They are kind of cozy, but...
Not as cozy as that chair.
Nope.
We got a soft boy and a soft chair right over here.
All
right.
An allegory is a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or political one. So the story itself is an allegory, but it's not because they're...
So the story within a story is a parallel of people's lives.
Parallel. That's... Yeah. You got the right word.
Boom.
You got the right one, baby. Mm.
Uh-huh. God, that brought me back. That's bad.
How old is that song?
I was 10 years old, I think, when those commercials came out. Maybe younger.
Back when Ray Charles was popular.
I just remember the Geico. Gecko, when I was a kid. When he was like the original one.
God, you're old.
Little buddy. God, or so the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Anyways, so...
Alright, so...
Hank's talking to her and he's like, so you're running away? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to hitch a ride. And he's like, maybe I should go with you.
Which I don't get why he wanted to go with her. Like, just, maybe. I mean, he's trying to protect her, sure, but.
Dude, look, it's a good thing he went with her. Look how she's trying to pick up a ride.
Well, yes.
And it sounds like
because it's... that's how ladies of the night pick up rides. I'm working this angle, son.
Catwoman is
not
the lady
as much
of the
as
night.
She's working it.
That's fair.
But I mean, look, hey, but if you want to think about it, look how far she lifted up that skirt. If you were in the driver's seat of that car, you're seeing everything she's got underneath
there.
Well,
we haven't explored this.
Well, no.
Maybe
no.
The brother
what?
Is, yeah.
No, oh, can you on?
Maybe he's into ladies of the night, even if they are related.
There you go.
That's why they call it wincest. You can cut that. I'm gonna.
I probably will.
That's a good idea.
Where is she? So she has her right leg out, lifting it up.
Oh, I didn't even
you're
notice
not,
that.
Seeing anything only because the car is coming from her right. So,
oh yep, no, I see. Okay,
yeah.
Well, look, if you look
but,
at where
yeah,
the lights
this...
are at, in this picture, it looks like the lights are shining from this side,
behind them.
No, yeah, like
because the shadow of the tree.
Yeah,
I didn't notice that the first time I read that. She's
which is why I. That's why I. Yeah, like she's literally got it. Like you know.
Yeah, she's just it's
that's like
it's a typical like
Lady of the Night move.
That's, thank you.
Hey, that's like you know my kilt when we were playing beer pong that one night at that one party.
I do remember that.
Actually, over here,
I saw
like,
a lot I didn't want to see.
He sits down like the seat's cold, and I was like, "Why is
no, 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 not that."
That's a different night.
No, this was back at the old house. We were having it was actually the first Halloween party. We were dressed up like Spartans, and
oh,
we
God,
couldn't find
fun.
Like the leather diaper things, so we ended up with leather kilts instead.
Was
and,
that the first Halloween?
Yeah, that was the first Halloween because it was
damn.
Me, you, Mito, and George, and we all did our 300
yeah.
costumes.
Heck yeah!
That's why I had my abs.
Yeah. Dude, that was so awesome. He shaved abs into his stomach hair.
Oh, and gosh,
like,
that's awesome.
Like, if you were looking at him from, like, here to the kitchen, it literally looked like he was ripped until he walked up and you could see the hair.
It was great.
Somebody it was like, beautiful.
Man, that guy has got a lot of muscle on
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
He shaved it
nope,
into
it's
his
just,
chest there.
Nope, it's still fat.
That's what I would have to do. I don't have... Okay.
You don't have hair.
I don't have it. Like a mole rat.
All right. But that leads, yeah, they get to the party. Betsy goes to meet up with her boyfriend.
Scott, who also has a name.
Mm-hmm. And
they're getting better at naming people.
Yay! Well, six issues in.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a minute.
It's like, hey guys, remember all those people that had no names? Should we put them in Red Vet?
Yeah. actually, it was proven that the people in yellow are the ones that died more.
Oh, not red shirts.
They killed more yellow shirts in the series, just that red shirts were infamous because anytime they went down... to a planet, red shirts were always first one
to
die.
A planet.
Yeah, because they are the away team or the
yeah,
security.
Yeah, almost always.
That's what they're for. Meat shields. Mm-hmm.
But he's waking up, and he has these. I'm assuming they're cops because they have guns.
Yeah, but they also look like security guards.
Exactly.
But maybe back in the '60s, you know, stealing a Egyptian hieroglyphs was a big thing, and you know they needed armed security.
Maybe.
Because you think they didn't have stuff like they've got now, where you know you got
the glass and
yeah,
like
exactly.
8 feet of laser grid. But yeah, so he wakes up and the security guards are having guns or pointing guns at him, or cops are pointing guns at him.
Yeah, cops. We'll call them
and
cops.
they're saying that he murdered the man, and I like that he has enough time to reminisce and remember what exactly happened that day to get him to this point. Yeah, because he's like, I didn't murder anybody. That's not me. How did I get here?
He's like, wait
well,
a second. It all started when.
Yeah. So we flash back to earlier that morning where he is going to the college graduation of his little brother, Alex. Apparently, Alex was the... Nah, screw all that.
Yep.
So he's... Him, along with Gene and Hank and Bobby and Warren, they're all at the graduation. Apparently, they had no idea either that Scott had a kid brother. That would be because this is Alex's first appearance.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, come on. You can't really have a kid brother and not have him show up until you know you need him, right?
Exactly. But so after the graduation... So before we... move on, though.
Are you talking about the montage in his head?
No.
So he's no, look.
Well, yes, but...
He is in a memory
in
having
a memory?
Memories.
Inception, man. Inception. That is kind of cool. That's kind of funny. No, I was going to bring up right here where he's having the montage. He makes mention that Alex is a mutant.
Huh. You're right. It does.
And then, like, at the end of next issue... he's surprised that Alex is a mutant. So,
well, actually, he once we get to it, he actually goes through and talks about, like, you know, I was hoping he wouldn't be a mutant because.
Well, yeah,
you know,
he said, but there's also another point where maybe he's not a mutant. So,
yeah.
We'll get to that
yeah,
when
we'll
get
to that.
It.
When we get
but
to
I just wanted to point that out here. Oh, here we go. See, and this even the living Pharaoh knows that Alex is a mutant.
Yeah.
Because he says it right there. This one, like myself, is a mutant.
Yeah.
How can... people just don't understand.
Dude, this is what happens when you don't go back and read shit when you're adding to it. All right? No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you.
Even in books, like series of books,
mm-hmm.
you'll catch...
a couple of mishaps here and
mishaps,
there.
Like mistakes. Like one of the series of books I read, it was like, you know, this and this and this happened. And then you... Sorry. And then you read later on, and it's like... And he says, oh, but you know, I got this because of this and this. And it's like...
No, dude, you didn't.
Three got... books ago, it was because of this.
Yeah.
So why the fuck is it changing now?
Yeah.
And like, it infuriates the hell out of me, especially when it's written like this. Because, like, if it was something I was just talking about, like, for instance, with D&D, I don't write down everything that I do.
No.
But, like, this is literally stuff they had written down, printed, sent out, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you could literally pick this up and make sure
just
you're
come through real quick.
Storyline.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one.
And it's just lazy writing.
Angel is able to... He's following the Pharaoh
he saved himself from, you know, falling out of the sky by the, you know, feathers of his wings.
Yeah.
And he's kept himself low to the ground so they don't notice him there. Because, you know, this big white, red, and yellow streak flying along the tan desert. Yeah, that's going to be pretty hard to spot.
It's fine. They're looking forward, not backward.
Right. Always look forward.
Yep. But he's able to follow him to another excavation site.
Identical to the first one.
Or a temple. I'm sorry, it's a temple.
Yeah, temple. Right. Why didn't we know it's a temple?
Well,
I was being facetious. Yeah.
Yeah, smack you.
Identical to the first one, yet miles from the other site.
Yeah.
There was more than one temple in ancient Egypt. Okay, anyway.
Yep, you're good. But then, you know, Beast is able to trip him up.
Yeah, if you read what Beast says, though, he says he hurts his tender tootsies. Because he kicks him in the ankles and trips him.
My tender tootsies will ache for a fortnight.
Yep.
Wow.
Dude, and the way they have Beast talk in this is so annoying because they're trying to make him sound like smart and witty. But it just comes
almost like the writing of Big Bang Theory. Oh, take that, Big Bang Theory, you suck.
Damn.
I hate that show. So stupid.
Bobby makes an ice pole for Beast to stripper his way down.
Which, you know, it's funny. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No,
I want to hear it now.
I'm going to cut it out.
Okay, that's fine. You can cut it out. But
he makes a stripper pole. Sure. In the newer issues of Iceman, mainly the X-Men that came from the past that are in the future.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. It's revealed that Iceman's gay.
Ah.
So.
Really?
Him making a strip pole just kind of, totally, I mean, it totally messes up with, it doesn't line up.
Yeah, with everything else. Exactly. But anyways.
Thanks. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown. On Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.